We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough loss for your team on Saturday. A game looked like you had and fall 36-35 there on that field goal on the last play of the game. Just give me your impressions on what happened over those last 5 minutes.
Well, Stony Brook did a great job taking advantage and making plays when they needed to, as you said, in the last 5 minutes. And we unfortunately didn't get it done. We took the lead with, I believe, 4.5 to go. We were still up by 8 points. And then they, in their last two possessions, they went down and scored a touchdown and then obviously went down and got the winning field goal. So Chuck and his staff and his team deserves a lot of credit for making a lot of plays, and we didn't make enough plays at the end of the game to secure the victory.
How, when you have a game like that happen, and again, it was a little differently at JMU a couple weeks ago, but how tough as a coaching staff to deal with the way that game ended, and then what's the message to the players to say, hey, you guys are still, we're still 6-2 and still got a lot of football in front of us?
Well, the message is the same, and I told the guys that win, lose, or draw. You know, and if you guys, for those who have been on this conference call before, they've heard me as well as other coaches, say we got that 24-hour rule where we're going to celebrate victories and, you know, learn and correct the mistakes that we make in the losses and then move on. So we're going to learn from it and move on, and that's kind of where we are today, and that's the approach we've taken with our team. We watch the film like we always do on Sunday. They got their workout in like they always do on Sunday, and today's their day off. We're going to game plan for the next one and, you know, move forward. And as you said, there's a lot of games left within the conference, and you know, we're sitting in a pretty good position, so we just got to go on and get the next one. And again, a common thing that the coaches say, and myself included, is we just got to get to 1-0 this week.
You had a big game offensively, including in the first half, with a couple of touchdown passes from guys other than your quarterback Daniel Smith. Was that something that you saw maybe to exploit the aggressiveness of Stony Brook, or something that you've had on it, had in them, and had just been waiting to use?
Well, just like most teams, you have some of those, I guess, what people call trick plays, you know, unconventional plays, whatever. And, you know, you practice them throughout preseason and all through the course of the year. And, you know, you look to see when is a good opportunity to make me have those plays. And a lot of times when you have the extra time in a bye week, you know, maybe you pull the covers off them a little bit as well. So we just thought there would be some things that maybe, as you said, could take advantage of some of the things you see on film. And, you know, obviously our guys executed those plays well, and, you know, they happen to work. And it doesn't always happen that way, but we were fortunate enough to get a couple scores off of those plays that we had practiced throughout the year and, I guess, called them at the right time.
How much does it help to have versatility and not only the guys that are able to throw the passes, but when you see your quarterback able to make a catch and take it 68 yards, just how much does it help to have the type of athletes and versatility in some of those skill positions that you must have?
Oh, obviously that's awesome. You know, you never know. You know, that's something you mess around with in the offseason and the preseason, which running backs, which wideouts, which guys other than your traditional quarterbacks might be able to throw the ball, and then, you know, they're the guys you work in those positions to do that. And then Dan is a good runner. You know, I mean, when he was at Campbell, he set quarterback rushing records down there, and he's just done some really nice things with his feet and able to run the ball. So for him to take that pass and, you know, secure it and then take it down the sideline, and there was a lot of guys doing a lot of good things. One of their D linemen kind of read it late, but our offensive tackle was in good position to get in his way so he could make the play, and then Dan took it down the sideline. And if you watch the play, we had some people downfield making some really nice blocks for him to take it all the way to the end zone. So it just was executed well, like I said, but, you know, give Dan the credit for having the ability to, as you said, take it the distance.
We're here with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've talked about him a little bit over the last couple weeks, but another big day, a career game for D. Will Barley, your freshman tailback, 22 carries, 131 yards, and a touchdown against a physical and tough to run against Stony Brook defense. What impressed you with the way he played Saturday?
D. Will and our other freshman running back, PD, they've obviously done a phenomenal job, you know, picking up for the slack. We didn't have Covington, as everyone now is aware of, and Jalen Jackson, our backup running back to Cove for the beginning of the year, has been out, and he's Looks like he's going to be out again this week. So those two freshmen have done a phenomenal job, and you never know which freshmen are going to step up, and you never know which freshmen are going to be called upon to, you know, carry the load that these two guys have been forced to carry right now through injury and so on. But they've done a phenomenal job. They picked up the system, and, you know, they've done a really good job, you know, going in there and executing the game plan, and we're real proud and real pleased with their performance up to this point in time.
Switching to the other side of the ball defensively, your guys had played pretty well, with the exception of that, again, that last little stretch. When you play a quarterback that can run and pass and has some of the skills that Tykel Fields has, what makes him so difficult to contain over the course of 60 minutes?
Well, they do a good job protecting him, and he gets the ball out quick. I think we only sacked him one time on the day. And so, obviously, it always starts up front. And then they're able to run the ball as well. You know, both of their performers, you just mentioned in the beginning of this conference call, I saw through the email that, you know, their players of the week, so the quarterback and the running back, had really good games, if not career games, against us. So, you know, they were able to execute in the times that they needed to, and were able to have some big plays to get the ball down the field quickly. They did have one drive that went 14 plays, so that was their first one in the fourth quarter. But then the next two, they went down the field pretty quickly and were able to get the touchdown and field goal to, you know, come away with the victory. So, again, your opponent wants to win just as bad as you want to win, and they were able to make those plays down the stretch. So he did a great job. He had a really good game against us. You know, we knock a pass down here, or we get a stop there, or, you know, we get one more first down in the fourth quarter. And, you know, there's a lot of things that led up to it. It just unfortunately comes down to a field goal at the end, and that allowed them to secure the victory, as I said. And so I give Stony Brook a ton of credit for hanging in there, keeping it close to the end, and finding a way to win.
We've talked a lot about Forrest Ryan and the outstanding season he's having, but his cohort at linebacker, Drew Wiley, had a big game against Stony Brook, 8 tackles, and was in the backfield a lot, 4 tackles for loss. Maybe just some words on his performance Saturday.
Yeah, Drew's having a good year. He's our most experienced linebacker returning. He's a fifth-year guy. He already graduated, has his degree last year, so this is his fifth season, as he did redshirt early on. So he's our most experienced guy. He probably doesn't make quite as many tackles as Forrest, only because, you know, Forrest is in the middle, and he can, you know, make them in both directions, both sides of the center, where Drew does a great job coming off the edge for us. He does a great job. As you said, he had 4 tackles for loss, so he gets in the backfield, and he runs well. He's a very experienced player, and he's done a phenomenal job for us. So Drew, as well as Forrest, are both having really good seasons, and let's hope that continues with the remaining 4 games.
Another tough challenge this week as you hit the road to face at New Hampshire. As you start to look at the New Hampshire team, what are some of the challenges that they'll present?
Well, when you look at them, obviously, you know, if you want to start on their defensive side of the ball, they have a lot of experience in the back end. They're very fundamentally sound. They're good tacklers. They're, you know, one of the top defenses in the league, if not in the country. They're not giving up a lot of points. They're very good, you know, against the run and pass, so they're not giving up a lot of total yards and so on. So they're doing a phenomenal job over there. And like I said, their back end has a lot of experience. I think that's where most of their experience lies, with guys like Isaiah Perkins and Prince Smith and Pop Lacey and some of those guys there. Offensively, it starts up front, as with anybody. And, you know, they are always very good up front, very stout. They're not always the biggest team you're going to play. When I say that, you know, you look at some of the other teams. Look at Stony Brook this past weekend and some of the other teams we play. You know, when you looked at their depth chart, there's a lot of 300-pounders. I'm not sure if they have any 300-pounders in their starting lineup, but they're always very athletic, and they do a lot of good things on offense. They always look to establish the running game. They have really good players, number 26 and 22, Washington and Gray. They're good players. They had a really good game against us last year, so they want to establish the run. They do have a young quarterback, you know, Max Brosmer, but as we've talked about and as I've mentioned about the guys that we just talked about in our backfield, our freshman running backs, we're 8-9 games in now. So really, you know, they got a lot more experience under their belt. So Max is not playing like a freshman, I guess, is my point I'm trying to make. Even though he is a freshman, he does a really good job controlling the ball, managing the ball, taking care of the ball, and not making mistakes. So, you know, he's done a really good job managing their offense. So they're not scoring a ton of points, But, you know, conversely, they're not giving up many either, and they're scoring enough to win games. So we got to go up there and perform at a consistent level, and what we're trying to do is, you know, play for the full four quarters. You can't, have a 15-point lead with 9 minutes to go and let that thing slip through your fingers, and that's going to be our focus. The focus is on the finish.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. After losing two tough ones like you had after that 6-0 start, what most would you like to see for your team? Is it just a full 60-minute effort? Is that the biggest thing you're looking for on Saturday?
Well, no, the effort's there. You know, I'm not questioning effort or attitude or anything like that. It's just a matter of, and I'm not saying we're getting comfortable and complacent. It's just a matter of, you know, making the plays and doing your job. And if each guy does their job, we just got to do it for, you know, all the plays that you can. And there's going to be slip-ups here and there. We all know that. But unfortunately, especially this past week, I'm not going to say so much in the JMU game. Yeah, we had the lead at the beginning of the fourth quarter. But, you know, you got to secure the football. We had some turnovers, you know. And like I said, it's not just people look at the finish. But, you know, when you start out the second half with a fumble on the opening kickoff and then an interception on your next possession, and, in Stony Brook's case, they had to go 34 and 16 yards to get points on the board, you know, you're putting yourselves in harm's way. So let's eliminate the turnovers across the point of the game, and let's make sure we just don't give up the big plays at the end of the game, and we should be fine.
All right, Mark, safe travels to New Hampshire. I appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.